You're feeling it everywhere, aren't you? The crypto market is navigating a period of heightened volatility right now, driven by a mix of macroeconomic uncertainty and specific geopolitical tensions.
And it did something that really caught everyone's eye. Bitcoin slipped below that psychological barrier of $70,000, trading around $69,500.
This decline has sparked all the headlines, but analysts suggest a deeper narrative is emerging. They're pointing to a potential regime shift that could redefine how Bitcoin moves in the coming months.
To understand the price action, we have to examine the broader context. It's not just about the chart.
The fall below 70K was fueled by fears of macroeconomic instability and geopolitical instability, particularly those tensions in the Middle East regarding Iran.
It's the classic reaction. When geopolitical instability rises, investors flock to safer havens, causing volatility in speculative markets like crypto.
But it's not just politics. Traditional market dynamics are playing a huge role too.
Inflation concerns, interest rate decisions by central banks, and general economic uncertainty create a backdrop that doesn't always favor high beta assets.
I get that feeling. For many retail investors, a price drop below a key resistance level like $70,000 feels like a sell signal.
However, technical analysts and seasoned observers are looking beyond the immediate price action to see structural changes in the market.
So, when we talk about a regime shift, it refers to a fundamental change in the market's operating conditions.
Historically, Bitcoin has been driven by retail speculation, hype cycles, and individual retail investor sentiment.
But things are changing. A new regime is emerging where institutional dominance is the primary driver.
This shift is characterized by the integration of Bitcoin into traditional financial systems, like spot ETFs, and the accumulation of the asset by large-cap funds and corporations.
So, despite the dip to $69.05K, analysts suggest the underlying accumulation trend remains intact.
We're viewing the dip not as a crash, but as a consolidation phase where new buyers are absorbing supply.
This implies the asset class is becoming less sensitive to short-term retail sentiment and more correlated with traditional financial flows.
If this trend holds, Bitcoin could maintain its value trajectory, even when geopolitical news causes temporary panic.
Geopolitical factors and risk assets remain critical variables, don't they?
The specific mention of Iran nerves highlights the sensitivity of crypto markets to global events.
You can't underestimate it. Sanctions, trade wars, or regional conflicts can cause capital flight.
In such scenarios, Bitcoin often acts as digital gold, preserving value.
However, in the short term, the correlation with the U.S. dollar index and global risk sentiment can cause prices to fall alongside traditional stocks.
Investors need to distinguish between noise and signal.
The fear regarding Iran and other macro tensions creates noise in the short term.
However, the long-term trend of institutional adoption suggests the regime of Bitcoin is transitioning from a speculative playground to a reserve asset class.
This transition makes the asset more resilient over time, even if it experiences sharp drawdowns during periods of global crisis.
As the market navigates these turbulent waters, focus should remain on key indicators.
Watch the volume during the dip. High volume suggests strong buying interest at these levels.
Additionally, monitor the activity of institutional participants through ETF flows.
If institutional buying continues despite the price dropping below $70K, the bullish regime shift thesis gains credibility.
Patience is key in this environment.
Trying to time the exact bottom based on geopolitical news is a losing strategy for most.
The market digests news quickly, and price action eventually reflects reality.
Understanding that a regime shift is occurring helps investors hold through the volatility, securing positions that may appreciate significantly once the macro environment stabilizes.
Bitcoin's recent dip to $69,500 is a reminder of the volatility inherent in the asset class, but it does not necessarily negate the long-term potential suggested by analysts.
The concept of a regime shift offers a fresh perspective. The market is evolving, and institutional money is now playing a leading role.
While geopolitical tensions like those involving Iran will continue to introduce uncertainty, the structural changes in the crypto ecosystem may provide a floor for Bitcoin's price.
For those willing to look past the daily headlines, the signs of a maturing market are becoming increasingly clear.
The transition from retail-driven speculation to institutional accumulation represents a fundamental change in how Bitcoin moves, suggesting that future price action will be less dependent on hype cycles and more dependent on macroeconomic fundamentals and institutional capital flows.